A pair of Canadian sculptors selected to build a piece for downtown Fairbanks visited the community last week to preview officials and the public about the project. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, their work is designed to represent and reflect the local environment.
Vancouver-based metal and glass artists Cheryl Hamilton and Michael Vandermeer have been commissioned to build a piece for the new green space between the Cushman Street and Illinois Street bridges across the Chena River.
Mike's from the north. I've spent a lot of time up in northern Canada, and we both focused on sort of the same things that we think, you know, are present here in Fairbanks.
Yeah, there's something about the north that has such a stark beauty, and we wanted to try to capture that.
The sculpture they're building is called Polaris. It's a collection of stainless steel spires up to 36 feet tall that'll jut from the ground at angles and reflect light of varying colors projected onto their mirror-like surfaces.
We drew inspiration from the Northern Lights, from minerals. We wanted something that had presence. We couldn't come up here and put a flimsy sculpture. It had to be masculine and macho and big, and so we wanted to somehow capture that harshness, and yet it's still really beautiful.
The sculpture design was selected through a long request for proposal process administered by a Fairbanks Metropolitan Area Transportation System committee as part of the Illinois Street Reconstruction Project. The process was initiated after an earlier, more generic state-selected sculpture was rejected by the public. Mark Fayish, who served on the Art Selection Committee, says, like much of the world, Fairbanks has a problem deciding what art is.
And public art, if anything, is only making it, gets it in everyone's face. And that's good and bad.
So you think that through that process we were able to kind of do a consensus?
You know, the easy answer, sure. But, you know, the truth is, whether it gets accepted or not will become apparent over time.
Fayish describes the selection process completed last year as filled with acrimony.
So we had 90 choices, and to get it down was a real trick. But I think we did fine, and we're standing behind it.
The selected sculptors are veterans of several large public art projects and know what they're up against.
It has to be something that we feel proud of when we bring it to Fairbanks, right? So,
yeah, we love sculpture, and we're totally committed as sculptors, so I want to, when I'm 90 years old, when I come up to Fairbanks, to be able to go by and go, yep, I made that, you know, and it's still beautiful.
Hamilton and Vandermeer anticipate it'll take 1,000 hours of welding and a serious amount of grinding and polishing to finish the spires.
We're thinking about 3,000 hours. Yeah, I mean, yeah. We're going to be sore. I mean, I'm going to have giant shoulders by then.
Yeah, we'll both look like Popeye.
The duo say there are no shortcuts, but the result of all the handwork is well worth it.
What we like about it so much is that it's like giant jewelry. You know, if you get it bright and shiny, it's just so pretty.
That finish, though, is going to be what makes that sculpture timeless, and it's going to carry that sculpture forward for, you know, long after we're gone, that sculpture will still be shining. So that's the beauty of, you know, putting the labor into it.
Vandermeer and Hamilton don't expect to get rich. The contract for the Fairbanks sculpture is $300,000, but they say the purchase of high-grade stainless steel from the Lower 48 and the outsourced cost of cutting and bending the metal in Seattle doesn't leave much for big paychecks. The sculpture will be shipped in pieces to Fairbanks next summer and put up over a few days in August. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.